Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and good morning to you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, first I'll just start out by telling you that I am going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon today. So that means we don't have an exact time because I speak a little bit first out there. We don't have an exact time. So the best thing for you to do is to go to billybrim.org and go online for our noon prayer meeting. And then you will know exactly when we pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, Brother Max, are you on here?
Good morning, Miss Billy and everybody. Yes, I am here. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So all is well. Is Quinn still in Jordan?
No, she arrived. Catherine Quinn arrived back to Minneapolis last night.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's her first night, and she's here on a prayer call.
Well, good. You know, some more planes, more airlines are canceling over there, so I'm glad she got home before that happened. Well, things are happening fast, I mean to tell you. Since we were last together, President Trump, there was an assassination plot thwarted. As a deranged individual, you've been reading about it, was going to attempt one more time, but it was stopped. And I believe that it was primarily thwarted or stopped because somebody down in that area is taking their authority. And because all of you are using whatever authority we have toward our election, I believe that's what stopped the demons. Demons were driving that man. It's easy to see. And what they do is they find a weak little sheep somewhere. They find someone who's mentally deranged and start talking to them, and they hear voices. And so praise God it was stopped. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you for that, Lord. Want to praise you for it and give you glory. And then I want to thank, please, if you were someone in that area, that Florida area, who's taking your authority, please send us an email. I'd like to hear about it. And then the exploding pagers. Oh, my goodness. I read one place that changed warfare as much as the atomic bomb did. I remember when the atomic bomb was used, and I mean, it changed everything. So some time back, Nasrallah, who's head of Hezbollah, ordered that communications be changed to low tech. He advised them to get rid of smartphones because it could be traced and go to pagers. So I think it was in July that this happened, sometime back it happened, that they went to pagers. And they were given to Hezbollah operatives who are on a leadership level, higher leadership or lower leadership, but connected people who wanted to receive communication. So yesterday, a beep went off to all those who carried these in Hezbollah command positions, and then they exploded all at one time, and the Israelis had done it. How in this world, oh my goodness, if you've been following and you see how it all happened, oh my goodness. If you think that God is not helping them, he is. Bless the Lord. And he said the enemy would be destroyed and the enemy would be. You cannot come against God's people. You cannot come against Israel without paying the price. It's written in all the books of the Bible. It's almost, especially those of the Old Testament and many of the New. Oh, my goodness. So it happened.
And you know, Mr.
Yes, go ahead.
Also, I do believe, I mean, 100%, because we are praying and many other people are praying, but the Lord has been telling us also, Israel, I will give you the knowledge. This is knowledge.
Oh,
this
my.
Is knowledge. Yeah, he's been telling us, I will give you the knowledge. You
and
will
he
attack.
Said he would, last week's call, he will destroy your enemies. Twice he said, in one, just a few lines, I will destroy your enemies. I will destroy them. You take the leadership. Let's say it had been a full war situation. and it really is in a way. And all the leadership of Hezbollah gets blown up in one swift second. That's destruction. And he's told us over and over he's doing it from 94, Psalm 94. So he is. You can have bleeding hearts, and they will be speaking and denouncing Israel. But you better know that this is really God who gave it. I went to, we finished our, and oh my goodness, how the Lord just, Shelley said, Mother, you know, he just strengthened you. Because I had taught every day at 3BI. And then finished, taught the morning session Friday, and then we went to Mac and Lynn Hammond's church, that great church, Living Word Christian Center in Minneapolis, and I preached there Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and two sessions. And it's just amazing how the Lord helped me. Now, I do tell you that I had to come home and get some rest, and I did. I got some good rest Monday and Tuesday, and I'll be out at the mountain today. I noticed going over the words. Now, he had me to speak on Hesed at Living Word Christian Center. And I really would suggest that you go and if they archived last Saturday night and the Sunday morning 11 a.m. session, I would say that there's a powerful message there about Hesed, powerful, and keeping covenant. And God's keeping covenant with you. And then the words from this last week, I really didn't realize how he had called us to that right at the beginning. Praise the Lord. Micah 6:8. He said to us right at the beginning last week, there is work that I call all of you to do. My calling again to love others and the source of my mystery with you. And then he gave Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love chesed, not mercy, chesed, and to walk humbly with your God. So if you want to know what that means, chesed, bless the Lord, there was really an anointing to teach it at Mac and Lynn Hammond's church last Saturday night. Or the Sunday 11 a.m. service. I tell you, I saw things in it that I myself just made so real to me. Now, I noticed another kind of a, I noticed two really, but one of them I'm not going to share with you because it would take too much time and go into too much detail, but I noticed another kind of a hidden message. It came in the afternoon words. Last Wednesday, and here's his statement. You have the power in me. Through me, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. I give it to you forever. You will not be separated from me. And then he gave three scriptures, all New Testament scriptures. But I recognized something. These words are almost the same as an Old Testament scripture. Now, here's what he said, his statement. Through me, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. I give it to you forever. That's almost the exact wording that he said to Abraham after Abraham had separated from Lot. Genesis 13:14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot separated from him, quote, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward, or all the land that I give, that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. Those are almost the exact same words that he gave us. I am thinking there's probably so much hidden. It's like that in the Bible. There are hidden things. There are things you have to dig for. Brother Hagin said, if you pan for gold, in the old time days they'd pan out in the river, you'd get a little gold, but if you wanted to hit the mother lode, you had to go deeper. I'm telling you, folks, there's a mother lode in the Bible. So much there. I saw a couple of things just this past week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I do want to remind you, how he said also to us last week that it was an obedient thing that we pray together with him on this prayer call. It's obedience to him. He has given us this assignment to pray together. And folks, we're going to have a meeting. It's really a WWP meeting that we're going to be having next month. It's coming so soon in October. And I do trust that you will be able to be there. Bless the Lord, because it's so very important. Look how fast things are happening. And look how fast we are approaching another election. So we're going to meet together. And I believe solidify the election's outcomes and solidify that we get a fair and honest election. And I want to thank all of you who committed to sit in your seats every day and take your authority for this land. What critical, critical time that we are in. And the Lord has joined us together and has, praise God, hallelujah, he has joined us together and given us an assignment. We have given this marvelous, marvelous assignment. And it is absolutely, I see it, as that unwrapping of the gifts. Like he told me, you're going to see in the end of days, you're going to see the gifts operate like they were designed to operate. Oh, Holy One of Israel, how thankful we are. I do want to thank you. We do want to thank you for one more time saving the life of Donald John Trump, one more time of revealing, one more time of old Son of Micaiah. Father, we couldn't even begin to list the things. But we know we are covenant people, and that book is our covenant, and you delight. I brought these scriptures out. You delight that we are covenant keepers, and you delight to keep your covenant with us. I want to thank you for all your covenant promises, and I want to thank you. David said that you just that the goodness and chesed just follow us all the days of our life in that Psalm 23, that shepherd psalm. You just follow us wanting to keep your covenant. And I want to thank you for wanting to keep that covenant of divine healing and health with all your prayers today. I want to thank you, Father, in the name above every name, that praying people and people who are committed to pray and people who, oh, Ramasanga, that you are under the Hitangra, that we are receiving today, receiving what you gave, the covenant that you gave. When you brought those people out from Egypt, there was not one sick among their tribe, not one weak, not one feeble. And I want to praise you that this army of God, this prayer army of God, is approaching that. What? Not one feeble, not one sick among our tribe, among our midst. Thank you, O Holy Father. Thank you for using us. Thank you for giving us utterance. Thank you for giving, for saving and bringing to your very heart, Brother Max. And thank you for gifting him. You said use your gifts. And Father, he's using his gift this morning. Praise your name. He's using that gift of interpretation. And it's blessing us all. We want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. Gavra do jange de kalakaya nungra gobabi. In sanyo no koho no kobre te de kapra. Ishanto no koho pa kalakaya no kobre gale go danje de godoshka. Moswa, moswa, moswa. Baborodi nyo no koro kakika. Baborodi nyo makara kandiene. Kalikavra shanjoro koteshke. Kobri frakalaya, kobri kalatinyo no korokatitio, jandolo gobreheta, jandolo gobrehala ki karakatanche, jandama kwa patokohole ke benye, jandam korokat, jandam korokatili kopre, jandolo katanche di korokatanche di korokakai, jandam kolo kevra, pepora, 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 Mediantora, mediantora. Pilidoj ke da jado korokodej ke do konse ke te kadanche. Rivato no ka pidia. Alo du bravi te hejando lo kokole bek e no kuaje te di kopra ka fati. E je no kora katali kon kapra ka dianto ali ka papatanya ti kada gaba. Tadikaba, tadikaba, tadikaba. Pebro deske, pebro deske, pande de copra. Notali velitonia de qua. Que le gobre, venata. Que le gobre, manico. Cale caquito, la cara caquito de gojo shakia, la gotashka tan procale, que damba latito, capito, cacare. Alitoterio, non la condiante de gojo shakia. Mangolo koto ochata, mangolo koto pre. Pide kubre, pide kubra, santine kondo shkata, prika deko oche, deko alaila. Mo, Father, thank you. Pasko do le kembre, kide kadrapre. Mangolo koto brahali ka, kala kote, deko chembe, deko pashka. Oh, shandiete, deko hula, ala tito. Mangolo godo logo proavro ti dico, brocco la copra ti dico, onge dico dosca tipo. Chi manna ca halai la hale con brocco la capra catonge dico dosca le prese fra tutto come le caia ma cucca. Mando logo bohataia ma catanga e ci te bene conga pepa la caia, pepa la meco topa, ma con lita, mando l'incoro con dosca. E sciandole che praha la tipo. Kavrikata kohole ke manyana na kofi ke tika lai. Ibili tuhu shantara koto shangene koto koro koto njere koto shaka timpa. Ikala kora ka pete de koho frangene koto njere koto shke de kasa katika letye. Inango, inango la kofi ke de kahala kai hanana koho koto shke de njere koto shka tabre. Pele hiniato ko paki la kangarete. E shanto to brehe pela katanje de go do shetianta. Nigo lo kopre, niga la kopre, niga la kange de aktora katashka. Pele dehe la kangara gada ha shantiana kada ha shantiende de go do shkatabre. Ikala gahalai lahala kangam brekale katanche de godashka. Kibe lahalai ando de godoho shange ne goda godeche de godoshka. Mangolo godoho shange de godoho shake ende de godoshka de godoshka te prede tuka. Ele brituasho pele ka prakta te kofrele kombreke di ando de godoshka. Nicola Caba, mangolo gobra la caia na cola cabra tiara gotosca pance. Ica la caia la caia na cora capapi tanio na cora menti para cotace de gocciande. Kehele, kehele ca gara tanio na cora cotace. Ibra dua, masho telego ole ke bapa. Kambaleko opre bretagne ne cora catance de cotonce. Isciato lo coprecchia fra cacchia un po' di cotonce ne guapa. Mengolo coprafre. Mengolo gobre bridua scelchia no cora catace de cotace cotonce rodagne. Ile brigitato to cohore campito to cobracange. Vision to cobre che hiri camprate nel coro conticcio, do contasche. Vision to lo cotembre che le gadahashanke ne contosce chiata. Kibeletti hignando lo contosche tapri che le cotele vele pambra. Malicombre le tilitubra cali maracotiene do nombre che le catasca. Kibeli dua. Ascoltare cantabri che ti campagna di colo, pasce, viene compri che ti capa. Copre che tegna mia. Mangolo pepe di cahara, ma caia non è nombre che le cantabri che le cacagna di colo, copere, para cantagna di calacacca. Mengo rogo doho shantondo, rogo doho shetiene ne gombrakiappa. Ikahalekai ante, idio rogo ho gendie ne gondoto kotanchi. Kivere dute chua, ijando rogo dada kapi para kotanchi ne kotoshke. Kavila tunye ne kwa, marga deli kapra, mokora manyane kora kandinya ne kofro kandetchi. Olebreta. Ma che te boho scende de cofra. E già dongo bracaia ni qua. E le vele bagno rocodegne di caracadali con racate, bracataia da curocotecci. E chantoro gole che bene in a caracadali capapa a tiano coro badange. Pisqua, nene cora, meni qua bido, colle cababi, daniele coro capa. Isato taniero noniero con divra badaia no cohore capata de con deale con genie di qua do jabi du giua magna no con giaba du giua to do gojebe e di capabla con genico ocedico 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 pipalla cai nango 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 e sando le douche catale tato de gojete de confambile turma le queria donghe. Oh, ma niente coro con tebre, me le coro, ma niente coro con taia, non coro con tebre, Nick. Oh, father. Oh, aspita la cobra che li ha me. Ma che scende la cora bella taglia, prende la coppia e la tisciuaglia, la cora cattiva, con le contagne. Esco dopo la caglia, ma cacchi la donna, ne cora capito, non coppa la tigna, ne cora cascia. Così, ne cora. Oh, shall it not heal? Shall it not heal? Must stand in a quarry at the court, but this ratusha tilligaba. Oh, la baradaya, la barada, manicor, but the brush, and you know, no break, he cala laila. Igele da shatya. Mekola kahaya na koholai. Breda varatashka tenja da gota ho shatya ta. Mashko da brika da gohole ke brehe ta fra kaya na kora nami. Bredu e sha to lo koprakta da kontanta da kontanta da kontanche. Prate, fram. Prate, frandoske di bratai, atatako anje. Brakili da, hanyene korogodo, jede kotaka, le tashkiata, jede kotoshka, machito, kurelie. Kabrika da halaka, ashanto, tete godo ocheta, prakataka, achi, dekada ashante. Ushwa kya da kohora kapi to go onje di gata asha Kaskata le Bretagne le kohoro koton che de kotoshkaka. Ijato para katanya ne katakahala ka prakara katanja ne kadashkatanya ne kotopreke de kadashka kriata. Takoro godevre. E che le capa molto tocco gente capito corate le cotà precotene bitua sotto tocco gente bitua cosa cosa ha le cambre ma con le cobrette te dica hai mo fratete via. Pacco le capitano le cohore cotocce. Belli tu va a sante le cohore cotocce de cotasca. E di cormenai, mangio da quei tu cocetti. Cavraga di galleli a toro. Tu suani ne cala capelli cacai. Griba hanye tora vikama na koraka dale kangara ka daish ka daish ka daish ka kebe de ka lai mandele ko orako dache kebe la tai kandora ka dale ko gabre mi to lo ka vi malai mi to ko kala dinyo no kora bele tai shandolo kora kakito lo gota de kambra o pada pitash ko danje pitash ko vanye ua palaki aniero non galagai alitota 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 kangara katish ko to kopi chakalahai antele kaka antele 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 ishe de kora tita bako lo kohoro kampa Kede kodo la kafraka taka anje. Kete kora bete. Mesko tonje ge koto hoshakya. Koshko te gobra vretya. Mugua banje. Ma gobra bihushwa ma koto. Ma hoshate ke leke banyo no kambri. Ka leke ge lega banyo no kora. O tere katashka. O tere katashka. Shatoro godo hoshenke ne gotara. Ha? Sabitagno? Sabitagno feriata? Gamboro godeci di kaya, nakara godalia, no no no, nini qua, marotushka, dambra, denio, no koro bandito. Kere gadianto, ale teke. Alitete, alitete, ha ha bora, ma neanche le dusche dobre qua, è morta, frate, fra quelle maniere delle gombre, chi ve la dusche, e già to la copre che fa, me con le gombre tasca, donne, ne corre contabile, donne, ne corre contocce. Si breho tacce, tu caha. Si protocò frette le cambratte, alimagnora, alimagnora, alimagnora. Chi era torre per lei, le coro magnante, le coro cotocce. Pesco tizia per la galei, pesco tizia da goro per le cambratte, catacce, te goro capiglia, ma non gombra, bratito, rogodonia in uguale, con tutto gombabile, le torre cagliata. Parashete di cacca, oh Father my God, oh la battaglia in cuore. Mi sciote le cacca, brehe di cacca, nieni coro con docce di calaila. Camina cora maniaca, alle cacca, alle cacca, tapo to scambie. Praise your name both now and evermore. Oh God, you are good and you are hesed. Your hesed, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your hesed endures forever. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Both now and evermore. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me get my envelope here to go line by line. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. All right. Thank you, Lord. We started with this first line is underlined. Attack your enemies with an S. Attack your enemy. I am with you. I am your shield. Attack your enemies. I am with you. I am your shield. And it's all underlined. Attack your enemies. I am with you. I am your shield. Next line. The Lord give us Psalm 3:3. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. Next line. 2 Timothy 4:18. 2 Timothy 4:18, 1:8. Okay. Next line. When you begin counting everything, you can't go wrong. That's the line. When you begin counting everything, you can't go wrong. When you begin counting everything, you can't go wrong. Next line. This one is underlined. My protective nature today in prayer. My protective nature today in prayer. That's the line. And it's all underlined. Beginning with my protective nature today in prayer.
Thank you.
Is underlined. Yeah. Next line. My shield for you is visual in this battle. Yeah. My shield for you is visual in this battle. My shield for you is visual in this battle. Then he gave us Psalm 18, verse 30, 30. Psalm 18, 30. Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4, verse 7. Next line. My nature, looking to the heavens, and the sky. You gain insight into me. I am your tower. Okay, I'll read it again. My nature, looking to the heavens and the sky. You gain insight into me. I am your tower. That's the line. My nature, looking to the heavens and the sky, you gain insight into me. I am your tower. Next line, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Genesis 1, verses 2 and 3. Genesis 1, 2 and 3. Next line. It doesn't stop the storms with an S. It doesn't stop the storms from happening around you. Pray together with my friend and prophet, to have strength and comfort in every battle or battle. Okay, I'll read it again. It doesn't stop the storms from happening around you. Pray together with my friend and prophet to have strength and comfort in every battle. Okay, I'll read it again. Make sure everybody write it down here. It doesn't stop the storms from happening around you. Pray together with my friend and prophet to have strength and comfort in every battle. All right. Next line. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, 1-8, verse 10. Psalm 17, verses 8 through 10. Psalm 17, 1-7, verses 8 through 10. Next line. The storms, with an S, will never have full rain. The storms will never have full rain. I'm sorry, not rains, rain. End with an N.
Is it R-E-I-G-N?
Correct.
Thank you.
Now, the line goes on with underlined, so we're still in the same sentence here. So the storm will never have full rain. Now, what I'm going to read is underlined. but it's the same sentence. You are held secure by me. I am your mighty God. My Father and I with you. So I'm going to read all of it again until you want to start the underline. The storm will never have full reign. This is not underlined. Now the underlined part. You are held secure by me. I am your mighty or mighty God.
Now, I have a question about that word. You are. Could you spell the next word, please? The one between, after R and before secure.
Held. H-E-L-D?
H-E-L-D. That's right. Held. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You are held secure
okay.
by me. Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll work together, Max, you and I, and we'll get it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I mean, I really can't explain this, and I'm not going to. I know that I look ahead more than looking at the word.
Well, the thing about it is you're seeing it for the first time.
Right.
And it's better when you've read it through once and then go back, you can kind of see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think you do a wonderful job.
Yeah,
bless the Lord.
Yeah, it is. All right, bless the Lord.
And the Lord help us.
Amen.
You hear me,
amen.
You're perfect, as I'm quite sure you know.
Amen.
You
okay,
know
so, oh, I do. Okay, so the storm will never have full rain. And the underlying part, you are held secure by me. I am your mighty God, my Father and I with you. All right. I believe everybody got it down right here. Next line.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
The part, my Father and I with you, is that underlined?
Yes.
Okay.
So the underlined part to start with, after rain, the word you, that's underlined. So you go with, you are held secure by me. I am your mighty God, my Father and I with you. All of this underlined. Start with you
okay.
and end with you.
Okay.
Praise
Got
the
it.
Lord.
Got it.
Okay. Then he gave us Isaiah 41:41 verses 10 through 12. Isaiah 41 verses 10 through 12. Now, I know Isaiah 41:10, but I'll know the rest of it today. Next line, Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8. Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8. Now this line is underlined, the one I'm going to read. I am for you, Church Israel. That's the line, and it's all underlined. I am for you, Church Israel. Next line, Romans 8:31. Well, the Lord gives us Romans 8 a lot, especially 31:28.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yes, it's quite a chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along, Romans 8:31. Next line, Psalm 91.
That's what does it.
The whole psalm mm-hmm. again, yeah. Psalm 91.
Protection. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Next line. You are given to me. You are given to me. That's the line. you are given to me. Next line. I am alive, and I am with you. Thank you, Lord.
I am. What's the next word?
Alive. He is alive, and I am with you. I am alive.
A-L-I-V-E?
Yes.
A-L-I-V-E?
A-L-I-V-E. I am alive, and I am with you. Next line. John 10:28-30. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 28 through 30, 30. All right. Next line or sentence is very long here. Not too long. There they are. When you pray, no one can touch you. When you pray, no one can touch you, and you are in my shadow. Yeah, that's shadow. S-H-A-D-O-W. And you are in my shadow. Do you understand? Because you are born of me, church. Okay, I'll read it again. When you pray, no one can touch you. And you are in my shadow. Do you understand? Because you are born of me, church. That's the line. When you pray, no one can touch you, and you are in my shadow. Do you understand? Because you are born of me. Then he gave us John, 1 John. Yeah, that's first. 1 John 5:18. 1 John 5:18. Psalm 138:7. This line, next line is underlined. Be watchful. Run to me. You are called. Again, this whole line is underlined. Be watchful. Run to me. You are called. Be watchful. Run to me. You are called. Next line. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Next line. I have given you the shield. I have given you the shield, and you and your feet will not slip. S-L-I-P. Not now, not today. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. I have given you the shield. I have given you the shield, and your feet will not slip. Not now, not today. That's the line.
Mm-hmm.
I have the shield, and your feet will not slip. Not now, not today. Praise God. I'm not going to slip. Nobody going to slip. Psalm 27:5. Next line. You are to behold and pray. You have the authority to do so. Bless those who hear me today. You are to behold and pray. You have the authority to do so. Bless those who hear me today. This is just refreshing. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I say so.
You are to behold and pray. You have the authority to do so. Bless those who hear me today. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Next line is Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19.
Mm-hmm.
I pronounce this book R-U-T-H.
Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth, okay. Ruth 2:12. Ruth 2:12. Next line. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Teaching and training to you all, be complete, church. That's the line. Teaching and training to you all, be complete, church. And it's all underlined. Teaching and training to you all, be complete, church. Then he gave us Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. And he signed what he gave us today, trust in me.
Hallelujah. Very, very wonderful already. And I'm sure even more so when we see the scriptures. Hallelujah. Underlined. Attack your enemies. I am with you. I am your shield. And then we have Psalm 3:3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I would think from that Israel had his blessings in the attack yesterday. You know, I mean, that's for you to decide. I just added that. But 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me or deliver me from every evil work or deed, and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. A wonderful verse. Here it is in the Amplified. The Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to himself from every assault of evil. He will preserve and bring me safe unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. When you begin counting everything, you can't go wrong. And then underlined, my protective nature today in prayer. My shield for you is visual in this battle. Psalm 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those who trust in him. A buckler, that word is shield, actually. That was in the King James. I'm going to read it in the ESV. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. That's protective. A shield is protective. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard or protect your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Talking about his protection, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
My nature, looking to the heavens and the sky, you gain insight into me. I am your power. Genesis 1:2-3. The earth became without form and void, or tohu vabohu, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. It was terrible. Those waters were terrible, without form and void. You can read in my book, The Blood and the Glory, and see what all happened and how it became tohu vabohu, terrible, formless, void, wasteland, by the fall of Satan. But then God said, let there be light. So no matter how dark things are right now, God is the light. And that's coming about again. He's going to say, let there be light, and this darkness of this earth is going to be judged.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the storms from happening around you. Pray together with my friend and prophet to have strength and comfort in every battle. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord, or Jehovah, that name, is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Psalm 17:8-10. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed their hearts to pity or sympathy. With their mouths they speak arrogantly or proudly. I can really see Israel in this. All around them are those who do them violence. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All around, people who would do you violence. But, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Exactly. Right, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful scriptures. The storms will never have full rain. And then underline, you are held you are held secure by me. I am your mighty God, my Father and I with you. Isaiah 41:10-12. Just a minute here, I hit the wrong key. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. And the New American adds, and non-existent.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, folks, don't be weeping crocodile tears.
No.
What happened to those yesterday? Because they are the very leaders of Hezbollah, and that was their line of communication. Well, well, well. Psalm 121:7-8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. He will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am for you, Church Israel, underlined. Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Wow.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That might settle who you vote for.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of, I'm going to say his name here as it's written, Shaddai. I say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his wings, his pinions, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His truth is a shield and buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord, my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come nigh your tent, your dwelling. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you securely on high, because you know my name. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. With a long life, I will satisfy you and let you see my salvation. Hallelujah, folks. That's our daily, daily, daily confession.
Mm-hmm.
You are given to me. I am alive, and I am with you. John 10, 28 through 30. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
Mm.
What a marvelous scripture. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are given to him by the Father. When you pray, no one can touch you, and you are in my shadow. Do you understand? Because you are born of me, church. 1 John 5:18. We know that no one who has born of God sins, but he who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. Now the ESV has the idea here. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
Mm.
Here it is in the Amplified. We know that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. That would be Jesus. And the wicked one does not get a grip on him or touch him.
You understand it? Yeah.
Psalm 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And this is all underlined. Be watchful. Run to me. You are called. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
Hmm.
The next line says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So in other words, he's telling us to watch, because the enemy does. Just be on the watch.
Yeah.
Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So he just said to us, you're called. So that means us. We're working together.
Yeah.
For our good. I have given you the shield, and your feet will not slip. Not now, not today. Psalm 27:5. or he will hide me. Excuse me, I'm going to read that in another translation. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. Hallelujah, that's marvelous. You are to behold and pray. You have the authority to do so. Bless those who hear me today. In other words, we're to see things and pray. Yeah. Luke 10:19. And we've got the authority to do it. Luke 10:19. I hit the wrong thing again. Ah! Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Ruth 2:12. What marvelous promises. And God wants to keep them in your life. The Lord will repay you for what you have done, and a full reward will be given to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Now that's, I think that's one of the first scriptures he's given us in Ruth. I don't remember too many. May the Lord reward your work, or reward what you've done, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. You know, she aligned herself with Israel. And I think that God's saying this today. There's a reward for that. And then underlined, teaching and training to you all, be complete, church. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. No corrupt communication. No worthless talk. Be watching what you say, in other words. Bless the Lord. Well, trust in me, and that's what we do. We trust in him. Bless the Lord. And I'm going to be seeing you all from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. That means I have to get around here. So, bless the Lord. Do you have anything you wanted to add, Brother Max?
Praise the Lord. Just, I'm sensing this prayer call is really deep, and again, we need to meditate on it. That's really all I have. We have to meditate.
Yeah, and I saw that. I saw that. Yeah. Almost hidden in the last prayer call. So if we'll meditate and give ourselves to them, it's very marvelous on this level that we just read it. But with meditation, it will sink even deeper and produce so much more in your lives, in my life. So I'll see you at noontime. That's billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And I'll see you there. Shalom. Sure.